Beata Amarta. This kina, the 18th overall and the 13th we read in the morning, begins the conclusion of the group of 15 keynote by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. This and the next two, I believe, act as a single unit, as we will see over the course of the explanations of these three keynote. In Beata Amarta, like some others such as Aholi and Eko, Rabbi Elazar HaKalir again compares the glorious past with the horrible present. It is structured by alternating lines beginning with Ata and lines beginning with Vilama. Those that begin with Ata describe what Hashem did for us in the past. Those that begin with Vilama ask why, if we were once so close, have things regressed to the awful state they are now in. The Kina is alphabetical, with the second word in each line progressing according to the Aleph Bet. The final stanza breaks the Aleph Bet pattern when we no longer ask why, but instead acknowledge our guilt. There is a clear and direct relationship between the Ata and Lama lines in each couplet. The first line describes a specific action God did on our behalf, while the second describes the same action in reverse. For example, in the third stanza, we read, Ata heinakta devash mesela, v'totzi nozlim misala. You nursed them honey from the rock and emitted liquid from the rock. Today, however, we instead have the next two lines. Vilama v'shoftehem nishmatu bidei sela, v'olehem nupsu el hasala. Why have their judges slipped on a rock? And why were their infants smashed upon a rock? Similarly, the next stanza reads, Ata zanachta batim'as kol goy, lakachat lacha goy mikerev goy. You abandoned and rejected every nation in order that you could take a nation from among another nation. The contrast comes immediately. V'lama chash ve'ala al artzi goy, v'amru luchu v'nachidei migoy. Why has a nation rushed up to my land so that they could say, let us wipe them out, and they will no longer be a nation? Another example is the stanza that begins with the letter Pe. Ata ferarta bozcha yam, atasech bilataim yam. You shattered the sea with your might and contained with doors the sea. The contrast is vilama salalti ad nivchayam, vaygdal shivri kayam. Why have I drowned until the very bottom of the sea? And why is my breach as wide as the ocean? The next stanza, beginning with Kuf, begins, Ata kadosh yoshev tilot kadoshim, besod yishishim mekudashim. You are holy, sitting upon the praises of the holy ones, in the council of the holy elders. The contrast is, V'lama ragshu goyim kadeshim, v'yishimu beit kodesh hakodashim. And why do the impure nations get together to destroy the house of the Kodesh HaKodeshim? The final stanza utilizes this same structure. Nevertheless, the theme is completely different. Instead of relating bygone wonders in the first line, the Paitan instead states that Ata, you, Hashem, have punished us fairly. We deserved it. And instead of questioning why these things have befallen us, the Lama line is directed at ourselves. Why do we complain? There is no complaint against God, for this was all our own fault.